Metal Gear Solid 4 Integral Podcast. Broadcasted from Konami HQ in downtown Tokyo, it's the world-renowned Metal Gear Solid 4 Integral Podcast.
Hello everyone, welcome to the second episode of the Metal Gear Solid 4 Integral Podcast. I'm here with Aki Saito.
Hi everyone.
And producer Kenichiro Imaizumi.
Hi.
Hi, okay, this is our second episode. And just to... we gotta remind everyone what we're gonna do today, actually.
Okay, today we're gonna do the mountain trail.
Okay.
In South America.
Uh-huh.
So everyone should have prepared their staves ahead of time,
As
we announced last time.
Mm-hmm.
And go ahead and load that up, and we'll guide you through this mountain trail stage.
Okay.
Just one note that I wanna make before we begin is that, you know, we discussed it last time, while you're doing this stage, you won't be able to have your iPod equipped while you use the solid eye, so you won't be able to use night vision and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So what we want people to do is just unequip it, and you know, the podcast will pause, and then later on you can resume right where you left off.
Okay.
Especially important this time is the fact that there are enemies in this stage.
Yeah.
You know, last time there wasn't anyone around, so you could just kind of scroll through at your leisure, but this time there's actually some danger involved. So if you get spotted by an enemy, or you know, you get into a fight, that also works, you know, to pause the podcast. Just go ahead and switch to whatever item you want to use during battle, finish the battle, and when things calm down, then just come back and continue.
Okay, that's cool. Anyways, we're in South America.
South America, yeah.
Sean, this is right after we defeated the...
Laughing Octopus.
Laughing Octopus, right.
So you defeat Laughing Octopus, and then there's a cutscene after that, and you know, Snake follows the trail out to the rear of the research lab, and you see some footprints on the floor, on the ground, I guess, and that's where we're gonna pick off.
I really like the Laughing Octopus.
Do you? What?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, she's your type, huh?
We went to the shoot.
Uh-huh.
Actually, Ken and I.
Right.
You know, Hideo. She was quite cute.
Yeah, she was pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I think you know, she's my favorite beauty in the game also.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Really?
Not Yumi Kikuchi?
No, you know, I mean, in person, I think, you know, whatever, you know, no, not to say anything like that, but, you
May
know.
I call you a wife?
Okay, let's move on.
All right. Okay, everybody, our reset. We're at the starting position just right after the event. And, okay, we got to go find Naomi. So we're going to have some little bit tips and fun throughout the scouting event. Anyways, Sean, shall we move on then?
Okay, well, you know, before I move a little bit, let me just point out that for those who just came in here
from the cutscene,
you may not know this, but you can actually backtrack and go back to the research lab. So for those who want to pick up an item, there's a Hide-chan ramen there.
Oh,
that's tasty.
It's tasty.
I didn't know that. Oh, you could go back. Well, I was so just urged to just go find Naomi and things like that. But
so just, you know, just a small tip.
Okay.
But anyway, so if you want to move on, let's go ahead and equip our solid eye. Take a look at the footprints here.
Okay.
So go to night vision mode and look at the ground.
Okay. We're looking at the ground right now and we see lots of footprints.
Yes, we do. And remember, we're looking for Naomi.
Yeah.
You'll notice that one of the footprints is a little different from the others.
Small feet, big
one
feet?
One set. Well, not necessarily small, but do you remember what Naomi was wearing?
Yeah.
She was wearing a white... shoe. Oh. She was wearing high heels.
Right.
Yeah.
So you want to look for the high heel footprints.
Okay.
Yeah, footprints is kind of separated.
Like, and it's kind of like a, you know, smaller than the normal footprints, kind of like a little triangle. Triangular shape.
Yeah, this one here, yeah.
Yeah. So those are the ones that you want to follow. And basically that's the gameplay, you know, throughout this stage, is you follow these footprints and try to find Naomi. The thing that you want to be careful of though is if you get too carried away looking at these footprints, you may get ambushed by the enemy because there are guards posted around the stage. So look at the footprints and proceed, but with a little bit of caution.
Okay.
Okay, so what I'm going to do now is I'm just going to follow the trail.
All right, this is just a one path. All right, this is quite easy right now.
Just one way. Yeah. Until you get to like this big kind of dead tree.
Yeah.
There's like a little like dead end to the right. Just go ahead and pass that.
To the left, right? So we're proceeding to the left.
Right,
left side.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
The left side.
Okay.
Okay, and it kind of...
And then it opens up.
Opens up. Now, if you look at the ground here, you'll see that the footprints kind of vanish. But that doesn't mean you can't track.
Oh, really?
Because if you look closely, you know, you'll see that actually some of this grass is kind of, you know, pushed over and trampled.
Oh.
So if you ever lose footprints, just look for the trampled grass and that'll tell you which way to go.
Oh, I see, I see. So you don't have to use the night vision to see this.
Right. Well, yeah, the grass you can see with your naked eye. So.
Yeah.
And you know, the normal grass, the color is a little different too.
A little different, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like when you trample grass, it kind of gets a little
green and
smushed.
Yeah, kind of yellowish, brownish.
Right,
kind
right,
of,
right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I see.
So this is a basic scouting technique.
Right. Wow.
Okay. We come here and it kind of opens up a little at this point. You'll hear you know, a codec coming in from Otacon. So you know, if you look at the footprints here, uh-huh. You should be able to see the correct route.
Right.
You know, you see the footprints and you see Naomi's footprints heading off to the left.
Right.
Which is the correct route. But for now, we're going to head to the right because there's something here that I want to show you.
Sean, could you, sorry, go back to the point where we were.
Okay.
There were several paths. Okay. How many passes are there from
okay,
here?
So you come up.
Yeah, from the grass.
There's a huge boulder in the center here.
Yeah, right. Right. This huge rock, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the left is the correct path.
Uh-huh.
The right actually leads to that dead end that we saw earlier.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. It's like a little drop off.
Yeah.
So what you want to do is take the center path.
Okay, okay. Let's go to the center path. Okay.
Yeah, you'll see a single set of footprints heading in that direction.
Okay, got it.
So go ahead and follow that.
Okay, let's go there.
And you'll come across some trampled grass.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you'll see an item in the distance. And when you get to this bend, just kind of slow down a little bit,
mm-hmm.
because there is someone on the other side. And when you get there, just stop for a minute. Don't get too close.
What is he doing?
So we see someone here.
Yeah.
And what is he doing?
I hear water.
Water, yes. Uh-huh.
He's peeing, Ken.
Yeah, I know.
You know, ever since, you know, like the original Metal Gear, it's always been a tradition to have somebody peeing somewhere.
Peeing somebody, yeah.
Right?
So, is it?
Yeah.
It's very natural.
Very natural.
Mm.
Just
in this game.
Add more realism? Or?
But anyways, we're taking some sort of distance and just watching this guy pee, but I noticed that he's not, like, stopping.
Yeah, he'll just pee forever, basically.
Yeah, he has a huge tank.
He drank way too much beer.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Thing I want to point out is that just look at this detail and listen to that sound. You know, you can hear him. It just sounds like he's having such a wonderful time peeing, you know, like.
And
the stream just looks so realistic, you know. And you know, what boggles the mind is that we actually had to make all of this.
You did the motion capture and everything?
Put all the, you know, we had to make the motions and put the effects for this water stream and, you know, sound effects and.
Wow.
A lot of effort went into making this guy, this pee look really good.
This real PS3 stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Real PS3. We can do it like PSP.
True. Okay. So as long as we, keep this distance?
Yeah. As long as you keep a distance, he'll keep on peeing for all eternity. If you go ahead and cross the bridge, he'll stop peeing. And that's just to keep people from looking at him from the front using like a sniper rifle or something like that. And seeing something that they shouldn't be seeing.
I get it.
It's funny enough having a guy peeing off this cliff, but you know, in Metal Gear Solid 4, you know, all the collision detection is very accurate.
Yeah.
And you'll see there's a barbed wire fence in front of him.
Uh-huh.
And you know, when we first placed him here, he's just kind of peeing. We placed him in a spot that looked natural, you know, maybe. And what happened was, you know, the urine stream kind of hit the barbed wire fence.
Mm-hmm.
So he was just splashing urine all over himself. It was really disgusting. So, yeah, unfortunately, we had to adjust his position and move him forward a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But in any case, yeah, enough about that.
Okay.
Let's
think we have been talking about a pee thing like for like 5 minutes or something.
Yeah.
But this is important, Ken. This is really important. I mean, real pee is
historical.
Stuff. Yeah,
Metal Gear Solid.
Okay, now, Sean, you're going to take this guy out with an MK2, right?
So go ahead and equip your MK2 and put this guy to sleep. Okay. And what we want to get here is some really tasty items.
Yeah.
You know, of course, he's holding an M60E4.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
But more importantly, the item he was next to is a 4-grip B.
Oh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And this is a very useful item.
Very, very useful.
So people should not just dash off and follow Naomi, but...
Right.
See this pee guy.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as entertaining as it is, you know, there's a purpose for coming here.
Mm.
And that's to get that 4-grip B, you know, because it really stabilizes your machine guns, reduces recoil.
Mm.
Very useful.
So now you're going back?
Okay.
So now I'm going to backtrack. So just go ahead and go back the way you came, out towards, you know, the boulder.
Mm-hmm. All right. Then we're going to head the left correct path, right?
Yeah. So, you know, you'll see some boxes off. I guess, you know, when you're coming from this angle, it's to your right, and that's the correct way to go.
Okay.
If you're ever lost, just equip the solid eye, look down at the ground, and you'll see Naomi's footprints. So
okay.
Follow that, and you'll come to a bridge.
Uh-huh.
Very beautiful bridge.
Yeah.
You can see this nice river here.
Oh, that was where we were, actually.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you look distance on the right.
Yeah. So if you look to the right, you can see, you know, our sleeping friend over there.
Yeah.
Let's just move on.
Okay.
You'll see some boxes at the far end of the bridge, so just sneak up to those boxes.
Right.
There is an enemy on the other side of this bridge, so be careful. don't get spotted. And just, you know, kind of wait till you can see him.
Yeah,
have your Mark II ready.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there he is.
He's there.
Okay. He's coming from the right.
And just, you know, put him to sleep.
Okay.
Okay.
Well. Yeah, well, this is another location where there's a lot of paths.
Yeah, so there's a lot of paths here, really easy to get lost.
There's one, the left, and the
boulder.
Second. Yeah, right, passing that big boulder. Yeah. And there's the second path from this left. And then how many more?
And then, there's one kind of towards the center, and there's like a branch, you know, kind of like a gate-looking thing over it. And then there's another one here to the right.
Wow. Well, so many tracks.
So many tracks, yeah. And if you look, you'll see the correct path is actually to the right.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, if you have your Solid Eye equipped, you can see some graffiti on these rocks.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you can see it with the naked eye as well, but it's a lot easier with the Solid
true,
Eye.
True, true. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, now, which way do we go? Which path do we take?
Okay, so the correct path is to the right.
Yeah.
But let's go straight ahead, take the center path with this kind of gate thing over it.
Yeah, there's a wooden kind of gate on the top right. Yeah, okay.
There's something there that I want to point out, so let's just head straight on.
It's like a... Yeah, we passed the gate, and we're...
Okay, so you'll come to a shack here. Don't just go running in, because there is a soldier in there, you'll alert him.
Mm-hmm.
So just kind of stop when you have a good view of it.
Yeah.
And if you look in front of the building, you'll see this kind of
white
board. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you know, it's written in Japanese, so I think a lot of people maybe have no idea what this is.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, this is for testing your eyesight.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You have to actually say the right or the left or down where the circle is cut.
I see. Huh? So it's a circle, and, you know, the part that's missing, you have to say left, right, down.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Because, you know, in America, we just letters on a board, and, you know, you just kind of read. They'll randomly choose letters from the top line, the second line, and keep on going down. It gets smaller and smaller as you go down.
Uh-huh. Well, this is the same way.
Right. I just find it kind of interesting that, you know, they use circles rather than just, you know, Japanese characters or something like that.
Mm.
But actually, you know, there are some letters on here, right? Japanese characters?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The center line, so to say, reads Metal Gear Solid 4. Metal Gear Solid 4. Meaning, Metal Gear Solid 4.
So, for the trivia buffs out there, there's a little hidden message here.
Yeah, it says the title in Japanese.
Right.
Mm, cool.
And, you know, this serves another purpose also. If you equip your night vision and look down at the ground, you'll see that actually there are a set of footprints on the ground that are... It looks a little bit more worn, you know.
A little highlighted.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's actually the correct position to stand in when you look at this thing. So if you stand at that position...
The distance, right?
Right, right. Yeah. And, you know, equip first-person view, then you can test your eyesight. Maybe,
oh, cool.
You know, test your monitor. You know, how good is your monitor? Are you using standard resolution, you know, 720? You know?
I have really bad eyesight.
Or whether or not you need glasses in real life. You know, I mean, that's...
God, really? I can't really see from here. Okay, anyway.
Anyway.
Okay.
Just a little bit of trivia.
Uh-huh.
So before we move on, let's just go ahead and take a look at this shack here. Be careful, though, because there is a soldier in this building.
Mm-hmm. Inside?
Inside.
Mm-hmm.
So what you want to do is just kind of sneak up. Don't make any sound and sneak up to below this window. There's a doorway, and there's a window to the right of the doorway.
Uh-huh. So just... Sean is right now going to the right side of the building, right? Oh, you're going through the window?
Yeah. Okay. Did you hear that?
Yeah, he said, you never spat me.
Right. So, you know, it's just kind of, you know, this guy is laying a trap for you, and he's really confident in his ambush abilities. You know, he's kind of boasting to himself there. All right. But, you know, it's just kind of to point out that, you know, there are places like that in the game where, you know, we have certain scripted events, and if you're really sneaky, then you can hear lines or see things that maybe you wouldn't see if you just kind of ran through. So keep an eye out for that kind of stuff.
So now we're going to go back?
Right, so let's head back to the open area.
So let's go back to the open area, back through this gate
one more time,
and we're in this open area. So make sure there's actually a soldier, so make sure you don't get spotted here.
Right. Be careful. Let's go ahead and put that guy to sleep if he's woken up. So we head off. This time you'll see a bunch of boxes. You know, we came through earlier, and correct route was to the right, next to these boxes. So let's just go ahead and take that route.
Okay, let's go to this correct route. Then shall we walk a little bit up this route?
Yes.
Okay. We walk to this route, so there's a lot of grasses. that are, you know, leading the way. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Trampled grass
leading the way to the correct way, and
just kind of stop when you get to the end of that grassy area.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there'll be a kind of open area at the end of that.
Yeah. What's that?
It's a handkerchief, right?
Ooh, it's a kind of a purple, light blue, light purple hanky. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm trying to explain to the people
and make sure that, you know, everyone's following what we're doing as well. Okay, Ken?
Mm-hmm. I mean, so we're in, you know, right in front of handkerchief.
Right in front of handkerchief. Right. Stop right here.
And let's take a look around.
Maybe. Anything? Because there's lots of path leading.
Yeah, there are a lot of paths here. Uh-huh. And there's also a sniper, so be careful.
Where's the sniper?
If you're looking at the handkerchief, just look straight ahead. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. There's kind of like a
stair.
Yeah, there's like kind of like an old trail leading up.
Yeah.
And at the very top of that, there's a sniper.
Oh yeah.
Kind of looking off to the right, so be careful not to be spotted by him.
Uh-huh.
In addition, you'll see a trail leading to your left.
Uh-huh.
Another one going straight ahead.
Uh-huh.
And another one to the right.
Okay. Where are we gonna go?
So first of all, let's look at this sniper and see where he's looking. He seems to be looking to the right.
Uh-huh.
If you use your solid eye, of course, you can see the path where you're supposed to go. But there's something I want to show you, so let's just follow this guy's line of sight. You know, what is he looking at here?
Okay.
Of course, you know, put him to sleep before you go there, because it is in his line of sight, and he will see you.
Let's put him to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, he's down.
And he was watching the right direction, so I want everyone to turn to that direction, which is actually just looking at the right path, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Let's head up to this right path then.
Okay, so you walk down the path a little ways, and you'll hear Otacon calling in.
So make sure you stop when you hear Otacon calls in.
And turn right.
And turn to your right.
Uh-huh. And you see this pink
thing,
item, which Otacon was talking about.
Yeah, it's kind of freaking out about.
Yes. Ken, what is this? This pink item.
Are you going to make me say that? I mean, sure.
Yeah, what is this?
This is called bra.
A bra?
Yeah.
Wow.
Pink bra.
Pink bra.
Yeah.
So, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going very slowly in this track and we're like stopping, but most of the people won't probably find this.
Exactly. Well, you know, the idea was to have this bra here,
so
that people coming down the path will maybe see the bra.
Uh-huh. And kind of like stop here.
Right. Yeah. You know, they'll get kind of excited, maybe run over there, like, oh, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
Check it out.
Mm-hmm.
And while they're doing that, they would get shot from behind by
that sniper.
Our sniper.
Oh, right? I see.
Mm-hmm. That was the idea.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, you know, the bra is a little bit hard to see. So I think a lot of people actually just kind of ran through this area and, you know, heard Otacon freaking out, like, and, you know, they're just kind of like, what's Otacon's problem? You know? But yes, he is freaking out about this bra here.
So he knew about this,
Yeah, he has very good vision. He saw the handkerchief, he sees the bra.
So. Cool.
So, this is Naomi's bra, right?
Yeah.
It may or may not. We're trying to make the player think that it's Naomi's bra. One of the things that was in the game originally, you know, one of the ideas that was floating around anyway, was that enemy soldiers are leaving these pieces of clothing around to intentionally lead you on the wrong trail. And you'd follow, you know, the trail of clothing, and then at the end of the stage, there'd be a naked female soldier there, you know.
That's a cool idea.
Yeah, you know, for various reasons.
That was cut.
Okay, let's move on then.
All right. So we go to this path, past this bra.
So let's just keep on moving ahead.
Uh-huh, through this...
There's some trampled grass.
Trampled grass.
And be careful, because there is
another... So I see something.
Okay, Sean now kind of ducked down and he's crouching.
Right. There's you'll hear Otacon saying, let's try another route, because this actually isn't the correct route.
Stop there.
Right.
Yeah.
Up to your left, but we're gonna stop at the end of the grass here.
Okay.
And you'll see some enemy soldier.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you stay low, crouch down, so he doesn't spot you.
Stay in the grass, and just kind of put this guy to sleep.
Okay. And then there's kind of like a ruined house, a brick kind of thing, and you see someone inside that.
Yeah, and he seems to be doing something there.
Yeah, wow. He's found something, right?
Let's just put him to sleep. You know, he's preoccupied with his business, but you know, if he notices us, it'll be inconvenient. So let's just put him to sleep.
Okay.
All right.
And then we go, where are you heading? You're heading to the right side of this building.
Right. Uh-huh. Let's just go around to the back of the building, because there is a little treat hidden behind here.
Oh, cool. Okay. Let's go to the back and stop here to pick up an RPG.
Yep.
So there's an RPG in behind of this.
Okay, so let's go ahead and grab that RPG.
And then go around the house?
Yeah, just go around and, you know, there's only two paths leading to this house, so let's take the other path, not the one that we came from. Path leading on ahead.
Alright. So, okay,
we're moving
to this path that was... Where does this lead back?
First of all, I should say, stop. Don't just run out.
Okay.
Follow the path until it opens up.
Uh-huh.
And you'll see some grass up to your right.
Uh-huh.
Just kind of take cover behind that grass, because you'll notice that there is a soldier behind this pile of boxes.
Yeah, there's one, two, three, four, five boxes here.
Yeah, so what you want to do is, you know, just kind of take this guy out, because that's inconvenient. You know, if you ever see guys aiming their gun at you from behind these logs or boxes, then that's a sign that you're on the wrong trail.
Oh, I see.
Right, so...
Okay, so where are we going?
Okay, so we put that guy to sleep, and let's just move on.
Which way are we going?
Okay, there's two paths here, right after you put that guy to sleep. Path to your right leads down to the river.
Yeah?
We're going to take the path that's kind of like straight ahead.
Uh-huh.
Leading forward to a path into some grass.
Yeah, to the left side, right?
Straight ahead, kind of to the left. And we're going to take that path.
Okay, let's move on to that path. Trample grass, and there's an open... Oh!
There's an open area.
Something.
So let's stop at this open area, and Sean, what is this? We see
this
something in the middle.
Is actually a crop circle.
Wow.
And if you step into the crop circle...
Yes.
You'll hear some...
We hear sounds when you step into this...
You know, someone talking about an alien abduction. you know, fans of the series will recognize this line
from
Metal Gear Solid 2.
Two.
Right? For those of you who don't know what he's talking about, suggest you go and play the game, because it's a lot of fun, and you'll be a spoiler if we explain anything.
Yeah, true. Can you hear that again every time you go to that?
No, actually.
No, just once.
You hear it once, and the reason for that is if you listen to it all the way to the end, you actually get a little bonus. You get some dribbin points for that. You know, you want to make sure to listen to the end of that flashback. So be sure, you know, don't just run through onto the river, because if you keep on moving ahead, you know, the audio will cut out, and you won't get the dreading points.
Oh, I see. So you have to kind of stay within that. Okay, then where should we go?
Okay, so the next thing is, you know, you're going to cross this river and continue on with the second half of the stage.
Okay.
Which is just beautiful water.
So let's stop in front of this river.
Okay.
Well, yeah, first of all, just look at this water. I mean, this is just great.
Yeah, so on the right side, we're seeing small waterfalls, and the water is coming towards us. Let's walk up.
Sure.
Just a little bit. And then let's stop in front of this waterfall. Okay, let's stop, guys. Wow.
It's beautiful.
This is really, really PS3.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Of course, one thing that, you know, I want to point out also is that, you know, as beautiful as this water is, you know, you should also pay attention to the sound here. Because there really is a lot of stuff going on with the sound via the program. You know, it's not just like, you know, a standard waterfall sound looping. You know, and the volume getting louder when you get closer. There's actually a lot of subtle sounds that kind of only play when you get within a certain proximity of the waterfall to kind of really simulate that feeling of being right there in a waterfall.
And so beautiful.
Just kind of, you know, the details that go into making all these environments.
So, how is the graphics, or like South American graphics, this, you know, background graphics? And,
well,
do you feel like you are in South America?
Well, Ken, I have to be frank, I've never been to South America before. But all of this, the path, and also this water area, this beautiful water and falls, and the track we've been taking is really like you're in kind of this area of course, definitely not Japan, definitely not Europe. This is really somewhere you don't want to go just by yourself.
Right. Some of the team member went to Peru.
Yeah.
And they took lots of pictures.
Yeah.
And they stayed there like a whole week or something.
This whole atmosphere is probably created because the team members went to Peru.
Right. They spent a long time to create this background graphics. And
especially this water. I mean, you know, it was challenging to make it look really realistic. Especially, you know, if you walk around through it, you see ripples. And
wow, this is really high standard, isn't it? I mean, just a... You could kind of like half see it, really see it.
Yeah,
you know,
depending on the depth of the water,
it's really
the color's
cool.
A little different.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Okay, so what we want to do is have you just kind of, you know, climb out of the river and trigger the checkpoint on the other side.
your Otacon and save it?
Yeah, okay. Save it as soon as you get up to the other side. Uh-huh. You'll see Mountain Trail Riverside is the checkpoint. Go ahead and save it there, and in 2 weeks' time, we'll resume from this point.
Okay, so it's really complicated, I mean, this tracking area. We could predict which route everyone, the obvious route that everyone took.
Right.
So we'll always mention compared to that. So this is the normal way, but let's take a right or left so that you won't get lost. But of course, as a podcast, you could listen to a number of times and try what
did. Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure. You know, if you don't succeed the first time, just go ahead and try again.
Well, thanks, guys. And we'll be back in 2 weeks' time to finish it'll be the latter half of this tracking series.
Yes.
Yep.
And see you everyone in episode 3.
That's going to wrap up this edition of the Metal Gear Solid 4 Integral Podcast. Check back next time for more tips, tricks, and insider info on Metal Gear Solid 4. Brought to you by Kojima Productions and Hideo Kojima himself. Make sure to send in your comments to Hideo Blog. See you next time.